those of you who have reached your limit, those of you who have reached your limit.
I have.
Okay. My classes are most meaningful to people who reach their limit.
Yes.
It really are. It really is. It's not as meaningful to people who want to be right more than they want to be happy, or who really want to defend their position, not look at it another way. It just won't be your thing. I can tell you that right now. But if you're willing to realize that what you know may not be all there is to know, if you're miserable and unhappy in some area, you're probably wrong. Yeah. And that you're not seeing things really clearly, you're not listening to guidance. Mm-hmm. And so I'm teaching best what I most need to learn, so I'm just as much an equal learner as anybody in this room. So the things that I'm seeing, I'm just as much trying to apply it to my experience as anybody else. But we've been getting very deep in the course, and that's really thrilled me that people have been coming have really been willing to challenge their belief system and go deep. And if you really want to go deeper and heal faster, then make it okay not to like everything you hear.
Okay.
No, really, because if you think you're supposed to like everything that you hear, you probably won't let yourself hear anything new.
Yeah.
You know, because some of this stuff you're just not going to like. But that doesn't mean it's not true. You know, so you know you can accept what you want to accept, not accept what you don't want to accept. Nobody's trying to force you to believe anything. I'm not trying to convert anybody over to any particular doctrine or belief. I just want to be used by spirit to bring some things in that may be helpful to you, but I'm trying to let go of all my investment and whether anybody believes me and agrees with me or anything like that.
Wow.
So I trust that you can make your own judgments about what applies to you and what's true for you. Is that true?
Yeah.
All right. So then I can just do my thing and you'll be responsible for your response to that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's take a breath. And open our minds to hearing it in a different way. And we're learning the lessons of the Holy Spirit, which is the lessons of the loving right mind. And the very first lesson is to have, give all to all. So page 106. And when it says to have, it's not talking about your car. It's not talking about giving your car. It's not even talking about giving your partner away, no matter how much you might want to. It's not talking about giving your money away. It's not talking about giving your furniture away. The course is never talking about physical things. It's talking about attitudes, perceptions, and thoughts. It's not talking about physical. It's talking about mental and spiritual. That's very important discernment to get with this material. That's going to drive you crazy. It's talking about perceptual healing. Perceptual healing. So to have, give all to all means to have appreciation, give appreciation to all. That's what that says if you read the whole section. So the first step to having is to give full appreciation. So to have full appreciation, give all full appreciation to all. And I'm going to go through that paragraph 6 on page 106, and then we'll come back and we'll see what the message is in it for us. To have, give all to all is a very preliminary step. To have appreciation, give appreciation is the only step you must take yourself. To have appreciation, give appreciation is the only step you must take for yourself. In case you're wondering where I got the meaning to have, give all to all, meaning full appreciation, it says in paragraph 4 on page 105. It says, only one equal gift can be offered to the equal sons of God, and that is full appreciation. So it's talking about appreciation. It's not talking about anything else. What it says, to have, give all to all. He says, this is the only step you must take for yourself. It's not even necessary that you complete the step yourself. It's not even necessary that you complete the step of giving full appreciation to all. But it's necessary that you stand in, that you turn in that direction. I've got to turn in the direction of love, even if I can't give love to everybody yet. I need to turn in that direction. There's the fear direction. It's very important to get this. There's the fear direction. I'll do it this way. There's the fear direction, and then there's the love direction. Okay? Now notice, when I'm in the fear direction, there's a whole line of perception that goes with that, and I don't see any of the love direction or any of the love manifestations, right? But when I turn this way, I don't see any of the fear manifestations or the fear direction, but I'm seeing the love. So they are two entirely different thought systems. They don't mix. And that's how we get fooled. So we try to look in the fear direction, pick out some elements in the fear direction, call that love. But we really have to turn from the fear direction. I just like this form of fear. So I call this form of fear love. I don't like this form of fear, so I hate that. But the truth is, it's all fear. Because I'm not in the total love direction. So I try to do a lot of visuals, because sometimes it's easier to see a picture than anything. So the course is saying, yes, in terms of what you've learned, the fear direction does seem real, and the fear direction does have its rules, and the fear direction does have its logic and reasoning, and you've been living in that direction, going in that direction. You've been going deeper and deeper into that direction, so deep into the perception of fear that you're finally saying there must be a better way. Spirit says, yeah, can I help you turn around? Can I tap you on the shoulder, Earl, and turn you around? Now, I got to turn you around gradually, because the love direction has an entirely different manifestation, and it operates from an entirely different set of rules. You can't take the fear direction rules into the love direction rules. They don't mix. And that's what students try to do. They try to take everything they learned in the fear direction, or better yet, take the course and fit it into the fear direction. So I'm going to take the course and fit it into my fear direction. And then I get mad because it doesn't fit. So I throw the book away, and then I go back to something else that's more in line with what I already believe. That's why books on manifestation are very popular with New Thought, New Age people. Because you can manifest a car and still be crazy. You can manifest a new house and still don't know how to have a right relationship. So the ego doesn't mind you learning how to manifest a big screen TV, because that's made no change in your consciousness. The course is talking about change of perception, so therefore it has tons of resistance. Because now we're talking about my thinking. Yeah. That's why manifestation classes are always going to be larger than classes that have to do with changing your mind. And people are going to move through a changing your mind class much faster than they're going to move through a can I find my soulmate class. Because anything, any teaching that directs you outside of yourself, even if it's a good thing, is an ego teaching, and the ego likes it. Because I can stay unaware of the real love while I'm looking for that perfect person. You see what I mean?
Yeah,
so you have to understand, the course is saying there are two thought systems, they don't meet, and they both have a different set of rules. And so it's trying to teach us how to recognize when we're in a fear thought, so we can stop choosing it before we get into it, and when someone's coming from the new perception, and we can welcome them without killing them. Okay? Because a conscious being, a conscious being will not let you control them. They will not let you guilt trip them into doing something that they really don't want to do. None of the games that works to manipulate others in the fear system will work in the freedom system.
None of them.
And so people who are in the freedom system, in the fear system, can be very angry and very afraid when they meet someone who is loving. Because none of their games work. None of them work. Because this person loves you too much to teach you that your power lies in controlling things and people outside of yourself, when they know your power lies within. So they're going to show you that your power must come from within by not allowing you to manipulate them and giving you the false lesson that you somehow can control somebody outside of you, and then you'll be happy. So when you say you want a real loving person, you might want to restructure that. You might say, I want a real fearful, insecure person that's trying to get their